Trying to come under with a right.
Old school. Rock'em sock'em.
Lucic pounding away. Goes body, comes upstairs, gets him with a jab, misses high. Lucic tags him again. Lucic is starting to rage. Now he tears off the helmet and just...
I just can't believe standing up after taking blow after blow like this.
This is Blake Correa for WRPR News. Since the formation of the NHL in 1917, the biggest issue in hockey has always been the art of fighting. Hockey is still the only major sport to not only allow regular brawls to break out mid-game, but to encourage them. Some players are hired specifically based on their fighting skills and not their actual hockey prowess. As the issue of removing fighting from the game continues to grow and divide fans and players of the sport, I sat down with some hockey players to discuss the topic.
I love it. I think it's a necessary part of the game that gets the fans into the game and can change momentum of an entire game.
It makes the sport what it is.
Player safety in regards to fighting is an issue that has been talked about for years, not only in hockey, but also throughout the sports world.
How do you feel about the injuries and concussions and the deaths of people like Derek Bougard?
I think if the NHL is going to keep fighting and keep it as rough as it is, they should take care of their players and help them get medical attention.
Despite moving efforts from the NHL and the NHL Players Association, it seems that fighting will always be an integral part of the game, and one that doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon. This is Blake Correo for WRPR News.